Nearly two dozen community members gathered at the Haynes Hosiery Recreation Center in Winston-Salem last night to express their opinions about the city's police chief search. Daniel Dwight lives in the eastern part of the city. He has volunteered for several community programs with the police department since 9/11. He says strong leadership skills are important to him.
Citizen complaints are down. I was chairman of the committee that reviewed citizen complaints, so I know for a fact that they're down. Somebody that sets the way leads by example.
The city hired a Durham-based consulting company called Developmental Associates to spearhead the search for a new police chief. The company has helped conduct similar law enforcement employment searches in several North Carolina communities, including Burlington, Asheboro, and Wilson.
Describe, you can think about it a little bit, but describe, if you will, what you view as major challenges in the law enforcement community and the community.
Residents in the South Crest neighborhood off of Main Street are concerned about an increase in break-ins and drug trafficking. Margretta Rice says she wants a police chief who encourages more one-on-one communication.
We're looking for more community patrolling. I would love it. We have a lot of crime going on in our neighborhood right now. Too much. And we need somebody. Well, they used to do it when I first moved over there. They used to walk the community, and I don't know what happened. It just stopped. And it seemed like when it stopped, crimes increased. So I'd like to see them come back.
Social activist Daryl Hunt also attended the meeting. Hunt was wrongfully convicted of murder in 1984 and exonerated after almost 20 years in jail. He says he would like the new police chief to tap into resources to help former prisoners become productive members of society.
Support for people that have been incarcerated, you know, reentry. I don't call it reentry, I call it more homecoming. More support and not being quick to lock them back up, but helping them find employment and housing instead of trying to find something criminal that they're up to or supposed to be up to.
Some other key issues residents raised at the meeting include building trust in the community, conflict resolution, and the ability to work with a diverse population. Zulema Villa says she wants to see more diversity in the recruitment process.
Our Latino community is growing very, very rapidly here in Forsyth County. One of the big things right now that's going on is a lot of people don't have IDs and they don't have licenses. And sometimes they're not able to communicate. Once they get pulled over, they're unable to communicate. They don't have IDs. They don't have any way of telling them, hey, you know, I'm not able to get my ID. And so therefore that creates other problems and it's like a snowball. And I feel like if we had that bridge and that communication a little more strengthened, we'll be able to resolve a little bit more.
Steve Strauss, president of the consulting firm Developmental Associates, also met with members of the Winston-Salem Police Department to gather their input on the candidate search.
Something that wasn't mentioned tonight is that most of the senior staff are going to be retiring in the next few years, and a real challenge for the next chief is to be developing those young leaders who can move the department forward in the next few years.
Candidates must apply online for the position. Around 20 people will be selected from the screening process. City Manager Lee Garrity says community members will have a chance to interact with the top contenders.
We'll continue to get input on our website. We want to get some more input from citizens. Then the consultants will be drawing up the actual job description and searching nationwide for the best candidates. And then there's a very, very detailed screening process before we bring in the top seven or eight candidates to go through a really detailed assessment center. And then ultimately by early May, we'll have three finalists for the community to meet.
Residents can also call CityLink to share their thoughts. Garrity says an advertisement for the position will go out next week. He says the new police chief should be in place by the end of June. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.